are back once again with another edition of Speaking of Schools. And we're glad you are too, as today we're going to be talking about the Farm to School program, which is a national program, and it is supported in South Carolina by the South Carolina Department of Agriculture, by South Carolina's Department of Education, as well as the Cooperative Extension Service of Clemson University. We'll have guests from those three agencies on today's podcast, and we'll be talking with them about the many benefits of the Farm to School program, benefits for South Carolina's farmers, as well as South Carolina public school students who enjoy the farmers' products in school cafeterias. That's our lineup for today. I'm Doug Keel, your host. Stay with us as we learn more about the Farm to School program in South Carolina. We are Speaking of Schools. Here's an example of various agencies working together for the betterment of South Carolina farmers and South Carolina public school students. Today we're going to focus on the South Carolina Farm to School program, and that's a joint effort of several agencies, and we're going to let our guest talk to us a little bit about what the agencies are and what their various functions are. Amy Weaver joins us. Amy is with the External Affairs and Economic Development Division with the South Carolina Department of Agriculture. Dylan Dutskorski is a Farm to School Coordinator with South Carolina Department of Education. That's in the Office of Health and Nutrition. And later on, we're going to be talking with Michelle Parisi. She's with Clemson Extension Service involved with Farm to School. So those are our guests, at least for right now. We're going to be talking with Amy and Dylan. And Amy, if you would, give us a little background on Farm to School. I know it's a national program. Talk about it from a national scale and what it's been and what it means to South Carolinians.
All right. Well, yes, you're right. It is a national program, and there are two organizations nationally. There's the United States Department of Agriculture that has a farm to school program, and also there's the National Farm to School Network. They're a nonprofit, and they represent the National Farm to School program as well. And they work collaboratively with each other and then also with each state. And so, South Carolina, we report to both USDA and National Farm to School Network. In South Carolina, as you mentioned, we're kind of a unique model because we do have so many different agencies who are involved in the program. And so, like you mentioned, I'm from the Department of Agriculture. Dylan's from the Department of Ed. We also have South Carolina Department of Health and Environmental Control. And we have Clemson as well, who's another one of our partners. And so we all work together with the Farm to Institution program, which is the larger program that Farm to School is a part of. And so there's also a Farm to Preschool program, but Dylan and I work closely with schools. And this program started in 2011. It originally started as a CDC two-year grant. And so in the first year, we had 52 schools that we worked with, and we've continued working, funding schools each year since 2011. And since last year, we've expanded to child care centers, and then we're also hoping to expand to other institutions within the next coming year. So the South Carolina Farm to School program, our goals are to increase the number of South Carolina farmers who can provide South Carolina grown products, fruits, vegetables, could be other dairy products, poultry products, into our schools. And so we provide education to our farmers, helping them get ready for certifications that may be necessary to sell to schools. And then we also work with the schools. So we provide education to food service directors, teachers and other school staff on general farm school practices. And our goal is just to promote healthy eating among children, you know, with hands-on learning activities and also out-of-classroom activities, whether it's visiting a farm, just helping them become familiar with where their food comes from and build that attachment.
That's very interesting. Now, does a particular farmer, let's say a farmer in Colleton County, can he serve the district that's there in Colleton County as well as adjoining districts, say like Charleston or like Bamberg or something like that? Is that a possibility, or do they serve the district in which they're housed or which they're located?
It's really up to the farmer. I mean, it depends on, you know, the scale of the farm, whether or not the farmer is able to sell to schools in their counties. It varies. We have some farmers who sell, you know, just to their nearby school district. Maybe they're a small operation. We have other farmers, you know, there's one in Lattice, South Carolina, who has like a 90-point turn, and so he'll sell to schools within the surrounding two or three counties. So it really depends on the farmer. But, you know, we try and work closely with them so that they're able to sell to the schools, get their certification, you know, help them up for a wholesale market so that they're able to reach out to schools. And we kind of let that be their choice.
Are farmers who are not currently involved in farm to school, in getting involved, I would guess that their first contact then comes with the South Carolina Department of Agriculture. You mentioned certification. I would guess that's one of the things at the top of the list. How do they go about doing this?
So they can reach out to the Department of Agriculture. They can reach out to myself, or we also have a small farm contact with the Department of Agriculture. Her name is Emily Joyce, and so they can contact me or Emily, and we'll, you know, help them. Emily will do a site visit, kind of explain to them about, you know, their options for selling to schools, where the nearby schools are. We'll connect them with the local food service director. And then in general, the South Carolina Department of Ag, we have classes and other trainings on GAP certification. That stands for Good Agricultural Practices. And Jack Dantzler, who's our lead contact at the Department of Ag, he hosts those trainings, and so we promote that. We try and get as many farmers as involved as possible to attend these trainings so they learn about general food safety that's important when selling to schools.
Well, I certainly don't know much about farming or the support system for that or the economics of it, but it certainly seems like if they produce a product and it goes locally to a school district, they've already saved as far as transportation is concerned. Is transportation one of the main facets of savings for increasing the profit margin for farmers?
Yes. So that's, you know, there are some farmers who have the transportation themselves. If they're starting to sell wholesale, they can sell to a food distribution company like U.S. Foods. We also, you know, we can help outfit them with ideas for how to, you know, convert a trailer into a refrigerated unit, things like that. There also are some food hubs and some other initiatives across the state to try and address the issue of transportation as well.
So the food does not go directly from the farmer into the cafeteria at the local school. There's a wholesaler or a middle person that's connected with this.
It depends on the farmer. We have some farmers. We have one who sells directly to the schools. He drops off the produce, you know, to individual schools. We have some farmers who sell to one school within the district, and then sometimes the food service director kind of works out the transportation from the district headquarters to the schools that are all using the produce in the cafeterias. And then there are the farmers who sell to the food distribution companies like U.S. Foods or Sun Brothers. And then they, in turn, deliver the product to the schools.
Okay, well, thanks for clarifying that for me. Amy Weaver is with External Affairs and Economic Development Division in South Carolina Department of Agriculture, giving us a little background on the Farm to School program. It's a national program, but here in South Carolina, of course, the South Carolina Department of Agriculture directly connected with it. The mission for Farm to School is connecting K-12 schools and our farms in South Carolina, helping them serve healthy meals in school cafeterias, improving nutrition, providing agriculture, health, and nutrition education opportunities, and, of course, supporting South Carolina farmers. And the South Carolina Department of Education has a role in this as well. And Dylan Tsikorsky is the Farm to School Coordinator with the South Carolina Department of Education. Dylan, we'd welcome you to Speaking of Schools. Talk a little bit about your role with the South Carolina Department of Education with Farm to School.
I, in my office, work with the food service directors to help them learn how to better procure or purchase locally grown food. I do a lot of different types of trainings and technical assistance for our food service directors. I promote that through different materials that we've created. For example, we have the farmer profile that Amy at the Department of Agriculture helped develop on my side. We're in the revisions as the USDA is coming out with new procurement guidelines, but I'll be updating our informal procurement guide for food service directors to help them, you know, go out and be able to purchase it more directly. I also help do technical assistance on food safety side. By and large, that deals with GAP and GAP certification, just giving them technical assistance on how to work with farmers. Our office also does things like HACCP certification as well as ServSafe certification for the food service directors and food service staff. primarily that technical assistance and training, and trying to help Amy and myself facilitate those transactions between the farm to make sure that that food gets into the schools. Really, the food service directors are that demand for local products. So I work with them as best I can to try and allow them to best purchase as much as they can that's most applicable for their situation, whether it be different seasons, et cetera, to bring that food into their cafeterias.
So, Dylan, I'm hearing what you're saying as being that they're the Department of Education, that you are the liaison or the basic person who works individually with the school district, particularly the food service coordinators, and then Amy with the Department of Agriculture, you are sort of the arm that goes to the farmers and lets the farmers know about the possibilities and gets the farmers involved with it. Is that an oversimplification, or is that about how it works?
That's by and large how it works. She and I really do a lot of overlap between the two. So I've been on some site visits to some farms. I go around, like, for example, one of the things I could do is I could go out with a food service director, take them to a farm, and say, we're going to look at the different food safety protocols that a farmer is instituting on the farm in order for them to be able to know if it meets the types of protocols that they want, as well as seeing if that farmer specifically could have the volume that they want, different things like that. And so while that is a good simplification, I would say really we work together, and a lot of our job kind of overlaps.
We're in constant conversation with, you know, I'm filling Dylan in on farmers. He's talking to me about food service directors, and Dylan brought up the South Carolina farmer profile, and that's something that's new to the Farm to School program this year. And basically, the farmer profile is the marketing tool for our South Carolina farmers. It's a one-page guide, like a document that has a picture of the farmer. It has, you know, the state, has the location of where the farmer is, their contact information, what the farmer sells, you know, when the produce is available. And then it has information that schools are interested in, like how many servings would that be? Does the farmer have, you know, liability insurance? Is the farmer GAP certified? So that one-page document is something that we're developing and we're promoting this year. So we have about 10 farmer profiles that we've created, and we have a new website that will be coming out in October. And so those farmer profiles will be on the website, and then we're also sharing them with our food service directors just so it can kind of help start the conversation, because some food service directors may not know who the farmers in their area are. So this is just one tool that we are working to create and hopefully plan to expand so that we can better connect our farmers and our schools.
Well, and certainly economic impact. We talked a little bit before we started this recording. Amy, you say that something is due in the pretty near future to take a look at the economic impact that this has had in South Carolina. Looking at an older report, this back from the 2011-2012 school year, and it says that about $62.5 million was spent on school food, and a little over $8 million of that was directed locally. So those numbers are certainly nothing to be ashamed of, and you're looking at it possibly even growing when this new report comes out.
Yes, that's correct. That was developed, as I mentioned, the USDA Farm to School program. They do a census every 2 years, and so those numbers, we are hopeful, we're, you know, most likely certain that they will be larger this upcoming census report, which should be out by the end of this year.
Dylan, anything that you'd like to add in closing?
I would. I'd like to say that also on the food service side, not only just thinking about farm to school, bringing food in from the farm, but our whole office, including myself, is trying to help train a lot of the food service staff on better cooking techniques. We're hopefully going to be developing a cookbook for them, as well as we're going to try and work with a lot of different partners across the state to bring different chefs into schools to help them, to help food, like lunch ladies, for example, improve their efficiency on knife skills, for example, or how to better cook things or how to use spices to make it more presentable and marketable to your kids. You know, the kids are really the customers, and not only do you have to prepare it correctly, you have to know what you're using, and we're, you know, promoting that using fresh, locally sourced food, and that'll only, you know, add to kids wanting to take things. So the Office of Health and Nutrition has a great upcoming training for food service directors and other professionals in schools. It's called Produce Safety University. And it's really an adoption from the train-the-trainer model that the USDA has put together. They put together a week-long training on produce safety. And so myself and another colleague have brought the training back to South Carolina. It's a two-day event. We're calling it this year, Gearing Up for Farm to School Month, South Carolina Produce Safety University. And so we'll be going out to a local farm and looking at their food safety protocols, both in the field and their packing shed. We're going to have professionals talk about food safety. We're going to talk about the farm-to-school movement that's across the nation, as well as we'll be talking about how to better prepare local food in the schools. And so it'll be a great training. We've done it once before. We're hoping to continue the momentum that we got back in July for this training. So, yeah. That's a great training that we'll be holding for the food service director side.
Dylan Dutskorsky with the Office of Health and Nutrition with South Carolina's Department of Education. Amy Weaver with the South Carolina Department of Agriculture. Closing comments from you.
The Farm to School program in South Carolina is a growing program. We're excited. We fund new schools every year, and so we're excited to work with our new schools this year. And we're working on many levels, not only with our schools, but with our farmers to increase relationships, to increase the number of South Carolina products that we can get into our schools. And just as a reminder to anyone who's listening, October is National Farm to School Month. And so we will be hosting a few events. Some of the plans are still in the works right now. And we encourage our schools to participate in National Farm to School Month to try and source a local product. And if schools have any questions, to reach out to either me or Dylan about how they can participate and how they can get those local products in the schools.
And you can get in touch with Amy if you go to the South Carolina Department of Agriculture website and look under the External Affairs and Economic Development Division, where you'll find information about Farm to School. And with Dylan, it's ed.sc.gov, the Office of Health and Nutrition with South Carolina's Department of Education. We've had conversations with representatives from the South Carolina Department of Education as well as South Carolina's Department of Agriculture. We mentioned earlier that we were going to be checking in with the Clemson Cooperative Extension Service because they've got a role to play in this too. And we welcome to Speaking of Schools Michelle Parisi. She's Assistant Program Team Leader for Food Safety and Nutrition Extension Team at the university. And Michelle, we welcome you to Speaking of Schools. Appreciate the time that you've given us.
Thank you for having me.
Well, we have learned that the core components of the Farm to School program are, of course, increasing the number of farmers that are certified to provide locally grown products to schools. We know that the education to food service staff and teachers is important, and also providing hands-on learning activities to promote healthy eating among school children is an important aspect of this. Which ones of these particular core components does the Clemson Extension Service get involved with?
Well, the Clemson Extension Service is going to work with the South Carolina Department of Education to ensure that the fruits and vegetables that are brought in from local farmers are wholesome and healthy, so that when the children eat these foods, that they don't get sick from foodborne illnesses.
So you are involved basically with the food service staff and teachers and working with them in this as this particular component?
You know, Michelle Obama, of course, was very instrumental in changing requirements for school lunches, and that included increasing fruit and vegetable availability, which is what has kind of sparked the Farm to School initiative. So those fruits and vegetables are only going to be helpful to children if they are wholesome and free of foodborne microorganisms and bacteria. And so the Food Safety and Nutrition team has worked with, has come to deliver different programming for food service directors at the South Carolina Department of Education to provide them with the information they need to make sure that those fruits and vegetables that are served have been washed and prepared and stored properly to make sure that those kids don't get sick from those new fruits and vegetables.
Well, is your role with Amy and Dylan, do you often work with them side by side, or do you more know what they're doing and through some kind of telephone or email or something like that get involved in what they are involved with?
Well, they have been very kind in inviting they've invited myself and the program team leader, Dr. Julie Northcutt, to actually provide workshop training to their food service directors So they have asked us to come in and present information that will help them make sure that they kind of follow those rules of food safety when they prepare these fruits and vegetables.
Very interesting. We're talking with Michelle Parisi. She's Assistant Program Team Leader, the Food Safety and Nutrition Extension Team at Clemson University in the Cooperative Extension Service. Michelle, anything else that we've kind of left out as far as Clemson's role and your role in the farm-to-school program here in the Palmetto State?
I think that's it. We're very excited to work with South Carolina Department of Education on this initiative and believe that, you know, together we can make sure that our children in South Carolina are getting healthy foods while they are eating in the school food services.
During your time with Clemson, have you seen this program grow, and do you see a real future for it?
I have. I've also worked with the College of Charleston in South Carolina. There's a woman there who's working to create ways for local farmers to get their fresh produce to the schools in this farm-to-school initiative. And we have also worked with her on making sure that those farmers are prepared and know what they need to do from a food safety standpoint to ensure that, you know, they get those foods into the schools where they're needed.
And, of course, Clemson Cooperative Extension Service serves all of South Carolina as a state university and Cooperative Extension Service. Michelle, thanks very much for your time. We appreciate your joining Dylan and Amy on this and letting us know a little bit more about the farm-to-school program in South Carolina. And we look forward to maybe talking again about this program after it grows a little bit more and more children are affected with the good food from South Carolina farms going to our public school children. We certainly appreciate your time.
Thank you very much.
We thank you very much, Michelle Parisi from Clemson University's Extension Service. We also heard today from Amy Weaver from the South Carolina Department of Agriculture and Dylan Nitskorski from the South Carolina Department of Education. And between the three of them, I hope that you've gotten a good explanation now of their various roles in South Carolina's farm-to-school program. This is National Farm-to-School Month, and we enjoyed having these guests to talk about the program with us. Speaking of Schools is a production of South Carolina's Department of Education, and it is a weekly feature here at this website. We thank you for being with us. It's a pleasure being with you each week and bringing you news about education in South Carolina. For South Carolina's Department of Education, once again thanking you for the pleasure of your company, I'm Doug Keel, and I invite you to join us next week when we'll be speaking of schools.